Well, there may be snow on the ground around here, but the baseball season is now on deck. The big leaguers will break camp in a few days, and the guys slapping leather in the minor leagues will disperse to their various clubs as well. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. I'm Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give any time or learn more about the part you can play to keep the show on the air at WWIB.com. Alex Call is an outfielder in the Cleveland Indians organization after being drafted 3 years ago by the Chicago White Sox. The third rounder is from River Falls, Wisconsin, and he's on the show with me today from spring training in Arizona for the Tribe. All right, Alex, it's March. Snow is starting to thaw around the country. The sunshine is out, warmer weather. You're getting that baseball itch these days.
Yeah, I'm sure ready for everything to start up, get going. Been training hard. It's been a great off season, but as this time of year rolls around, you definitely know that it's time to rock. And all the work you put in, time to put it out on the field.
All right, well, tell us about your off season, will you?
Yeah, well, as soon as the season ended, I went and visited my girlfriend in Fort Wayne, Indiana, for a few weeks, and took about a few weeks off after the season, just kind of decompress and make sure that my body's fully recovered from the long grind that the season is before getting ready to train for the season. So once I did that, I trained at ETS Performance in Woodbury, Minnesota, and trained alongside Marty and JP Fireisen, also from River Falls, who are with the Diamondbacks and Yankees. And hit it hard there, training in the weight room, training speed, and then at Field of Dreams in River Falls, do a lot of hitting at the batting cages there. From there, once Christmas was over, came down to Arizona and was a part of the mini camp here with the Indians, and then elected to be in the strength camp as well, where we would do focus on form running, sprinting, getting faster that way, mobility, and obviously improving our strength in the weight room.
Yeah. Well, the big baseball news in your life this winter happened in December when the White Sox sent you to Cleveland in a trade for veteran first baseman Yonder Alonso. What did you think when you got that word that you'd been traded?
Well, a lot of mix of emotions. I had a great time with the White Sox, very thankful for them drafting me and being a part of their organization for a couple years. But the opportunity with the Indians seems like a great spot for me. I've felt really at home here, and I was basically really excited to get a fresh start with a new team and be able to meet some new guys and have an opportunity to continue my career with a great organization.
All right. So do you feel like maybe there's a cleaner path for you to advance in the Indians organization instead of the White Sox?
Well, I don't know. I think it's all going to come down to how well I perform. So whether it was with the White Sox or with the Indians, I believe if I performed at a high level that was worthy of a major league call-up and career in the big leagues, that was going to happen for me. So I don't want to, speculate on where what the better opportunity would be, but I definitely know I'm happy with where I'm at right now and excited to be able to make that climb.
All right. Well, You were a third-round pick of the Pale Hose in the 2016 draft, 86th overall. That's pretty high. What has life been like for you playing with those maybe elevated expectations?
Well, I think there's obviously expectations for anybody who gets drafted, but once you are there and you're in the system, it's pretty much the same for everybody, and everybody's at square one. And from that point, it's about performing and getting to the next level. So I don't really feel any extra expectation or anything too much as far as that goes. I just want to be able to work as hard as I can and try to be the best player that I can be and have the longest career that I can have.
All right, 6 foot, 185-pound outfielder Alex Call of the Cleveland Indians organization played college ball at Ball State in Muncie, Indiana, after high school baseball in River Falls. And we'll talk about his Western Wisconsin roots and talk about his career and his faith on upcoming sports and commentary shows here. Alex, so if, can we get back together again next time with you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can do that.
All right, good. We'll do that. God bless you.